verse 1. I had this thought in order, but I was doing quite a bit of study, and I got the scriptures here kind of mixed up here. James chapter 3 and verse 1. We want to talk about tonight, watch out for the spirit of offense. Watch out for the spirit of offense, or watch out for being offended or offending others. Amen. So chapter 3 and verse 1 and 2. When you have that, would you say amen? It says, My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. Amen. We're talking about tonight, watch out for the spirit of offense. Amen. It's greatly in the world today. There's people, they get angry at one another. They want to take one another's life and harm one another, get into fightings and a lot of stuff. Offense. Amen. And the scripture says here, it said, in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same man is a perfect man also, and able also to bridle the whole body. Amen. When we look at the word offense, the word offended means to feel hurt, to feel angry or upset by something said, by something that's been said or done. This when someone get offended, and we all have been offended. Amen. We all have been offended one way or the other. And that's why the scripture said, in many things we offend all. You can offend somebody and don't even know that you're offending them. Amen. You can offend people that not really knowing you can offend them, and they can offend you and they not know you offend them. Amen. And so offending means to hurt one's feelings or be angry or upset by something said or done. Amen. And it speaks here in the verse 2, it said, in many things we offend all. And that what that is saying is like everybody is human, is going to be get offended or they're going to offend. That's something that cannot be avoided. But the Bible says, and then verse 2 is saying, in many things we offend all. But it say, if any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and also able to bridle the whole body. That means, though we in this world we may be offended, people may offend us, and they don't even know that they offend us, and we may offend someone else. But the Bible was saying, if we know how to control what we say and do, then we able to keep your whole body in order. Amen. And we don't hurt no one with our mouth and say something. If they don't hurt us, we're able to be a control over that. Amen. It said that man is perfect, able to bridle, the whole body. So offense is a spirit in this world today. It always has been. Amen. People, you can offend someone, or either someone can offend you. Amen. And at the end of it, I'm going to just say some of the other stuff too. But when someone offends you, it's your choice to take the offense. You don't have to take the offense. We have to learn. God wants us to learn not to take the offense. Because if we do, we're gonna be messed up, because there's a lot of stuff can offend you. So the Lord's saying, don't take it. I mean, it's like bait. The devil puts it out there. So they offend you, so you offend them. So you act the way they treat you. And that's begin to be strife and begins to be a mess. So we don't have to, when the Lord teaches us, I mean, the world don't teach us that way, but the Lord teaches us, we don't have to take the offense. And it's like, when you're offended, you have to learn to drop it just like that. The Holy Ghost teaches you how to drop it. Now, we don't always do something. We stool around with it, and we're think some type of way about it, and we do this and do that. And whatever you keep on the inside of you, after a while, it's going to come on the outside of you. So the Lord wants you to drop it very quick. He's teaching us how to drop the offense. Amen. In other words, if that person wants to stay offended, let them stay. But you're like, I'm not going to keep that. Amen. So offended means a person that's offended. It means that they've been hurt. They feel hurt. And they feel angry. And they get upset. And in other words, they get upset and by something that's said or done. And you might not have a clue that you said anything or did anything to them. Some people know when they offend you. They mean to offend you. But sometimes people don't even have a clue they offend you. Amen. But the Lord said, that's all right. If you know how to control your behavior, and you know how not to say nothing, you shouldn't say it, do nothing you do, you bridle your whole body. You keep everything in control. And he would help you. Amen. So we have to watch out for that spirit of offense. We're on our jobs, in our homes, wherever. It's there for you, anybody to grab. All day long, you know, people can do things. You be saying, now they know better. They know what they're doing. Sometimes people might not have a clue. Amen. Amen. So it speaks. That's speaking about offense. As you turn your Bible also to Philippians chapter 4. And we all are learning and going through here. You can't really teach it or preach it unless God's taking you through it. He done showed you some things, but I don't mean you don't never have problems with it. But you can't teach and preach the stuff unless you're being first partaker of it. God's not going to let you do it. You're not going to be effective doing it. Because this is, I heard somebody say today, I was listening to, they were saying, they look at different people and say, I want that anointing. I want that anointing on their life. He said, don't you know that you pay a price for the anointing? I was so glad to hear him say that. I knew that anyway. But he said, people been saying, they see somebody walking and they're doing with anointing. They say, I'm going to use my anointing. He said, it don't work like that. He said, it's said years and years, God, you pay a price for the anointing. And you do. Everybody's price might not be, they might not, God may not take them through the same thing, but they may be going through something in their life. God is not going to put his glory on you and you're not even dedicated to him and paying the price. Because anybody God ever used, they pay the price for it. And they have to spend some time with God. That's what a lot of people, they don't want to be ministers, they don't want to be this, they don't want to be that, because they know it's a price you're going to have to pay. Amen. All right, the Philippians. And it's not so much that we volunteer for the services of God. The Lord chooses you. You don't choose him. He chooses you to do certain things. Amen. And we just answer the call. You don't have to answer the call, but you be wishing you had, because you'd be unfulfilled as you keep walking with life. You'd be, what am I here for? You're supposed to have been doing that a long time ago. Amen. All right, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. And we're still talking about watch out for the spirit of offense. Amen. I'm going to go back to say that offended means to feel hurt, angry, or upset by something said or done. And to offend someone, it means to do something offensive to someone, to insult someone, to hurt someone. So offense is not good either way. Somebody give it to you or you give it to somebody else. Amen. All right. And chapter 4 of Philippians and verse 6 says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayers and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be known to God. But we're going to look at that first clause where it has, you know, has the mark behind it, the word nothing. Be careful for nothing. If we be careful for nothing, we won't be so quick to get offended or offend somebody else. We're being careful for nothing. Careful means to be cautious, be watchful, be mindful. Bible say, be slow to speak, and slow to wrath. Say, for the wrath of man working, not the righteousness of God. God said, be slow to anger. I had to go over all these different things in my mind to be reminded. The Lord said, we have to be reminded of these things that they slip from us. Slow to speak, slow to anger. God, when something, you know, comes about, we don't like, God don't want us to just flap to the ceiling like fire, just get mad just like that, and don't have no kind of control. And he wants to be slow to anger. Think about what's being said. And I think a lot of times we don't really, that's what we don't do. And I said, Lord, continue to help me. We don't hear the whole matter. We just hear bits and pieces and we sum it up. And we don't even, we addressing the situation and we haven't even heard it all the way out. Because it might not be the way you heard it. Be slow to speak, slow to wrath. Say, be careful for nothing. Be cautious. Careful means to be cautious. Be watchful. Be mindful. Be mindful how you respond and what you say. How you say it. Amen. In the book of Matthew, St. Matthew. These are some little scriptures that I'm just reading here to add to what we're saying tonight. St. Matthew chapter 26 and verse 41. He's saying for us to be watchful, careful. That's what we just got through reading. And in the book of St. Matthew 26 and verse 41, it said, and watch and pray. In verse Matthew 26 and 41, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord is saying, watch what you're doing. Watch what you're saying, and pray. Not just watch, but pray. Like I said, slow to speak, slow to wrath, because the Lord said the wrath of man working not the righteousness of God. God don't work in wrath. That's what he's saying. Wrath is anger, fury, hostile. God said I don't work in that. So the wrath of man working not the righteousness of God. That's not God's way. So he, and I believe our blood pressure and all this stuff will be more in control if we, amen, do what the word say do. Amen. And it's a learning process. It's like nobody does it overnight. And nobody just going to do it out the clear blue just because it's been preached or taught or we just hear about it. We, God allow us to be tried. You know, sometimes the trial comes before you know it. You might get the test and you might have the trial right after, or you might be going through it right now or later. As I preach it, sometimes you preach it, teach you, you be tried with stuff. Nobody's going to get out of this, out of God. You can't get out of God's school any kind of way. Amen. You God won't pass you through unless you get through it. Unless you don't pass it. Amen. Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. God is saying watch and pray because your spirit wants to do what's right, but your flesh don't. I'm just going to sum it up that way. Your flesh want to get back with whoever get back with you and let them have it. Your flesh want to go buck wild, say what it want to say. Your flesh don't want to be thinking about nothing, just do it. But your spirit wants to please God. Amen. So it says, watch and pray. In the book of Psalms 141, if I'm getting through it pretty fast, Psalms 141 and verse 3. I believe the word of God. I believe people, we need to teach the word of God. We need to preach the word of God and say what we'll say and move on and not say stuff that's not going to help people. Amen. And make it just real sweet and simple. Amen. When Jesus was on earth, he didn't teach complicated. He just taught stuff was simple. He said, give and it shall be given. See, just a little simple stuff. Made it very simple. Amen. Psalms 141 and verse 3. It says, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. Keep the doors of my lip. Ain't there something? We all have prayed that prayer. Set a watch. You ask the Lord, set a watch, because you know sometimes you ain't got control. You know if he don't set a watch, anything going to come out. Yeah. Set a watch before my mouth. We ask the Lord, dude, you got to really mean it. If you really mean it, he will do it. Because when you get ready to say something, you just like pause. You won't say it. They'll keep you out of trouble. Keep your mouth. When you keep your mouth, keep your soul. Because whatever you're throwing out there, and it'll mess you up on the inside. Because you can't call stuff back. Amen. Talking about Watch out for the spirit of offense. Amen. And the Lord is telling us, even as he said earlier when I read that first scripture in James, it said, tell us to be not many masters. Be not many rulers. Be not many, in other words, always telling somebody else what to do. That's what it's saying. Masters, amen. Be not many masters, or rulers, or bosses, or judges, or trying to command people, tell people, everybody else what to do, but you can do it yourself. It said, because at the end of the day, you're going to you're going to have the greater condemnation. This is like being in this position that I'm in. I'm preaching the word, teaching the word, or whatever. I'm telling people, you know, what God would have them to do. I am required to live and do what God would have me to do, because at the end of the day, if I don't keep my maintenance up, then I'm going to look really bad. Got it? Got that? I'm going to look really bad, because I've been telling y'all, telling this one, telling that one, I'm going to look really bad if I didn't do it. I don't do it. I'm going to feel, have the greater condemnation. Amen. And so it's like we have to do it the way God say do it. Amen. And it, like I said, when he said we offending all, that means everyone and everything. People get offended all day long. It just happens. But but God's given us that authority. We don't have to take it. I always didn't know that. As you keep walking with God, he teaches if you don't. He don't want you to take it, because even if you take an offense, it make you sick. It be like you just. It make you feel not good on the inside. Because that offense is like poison. You took it. You took something the wrong way. You looked at it the wrong way, and you didn't go to God and get it out of your spirit. So all that's up in you, not making you feel good. So you can give offense, you can offend somebody, and you also can take one. So God just rather for us to be careful for nothing, wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. Be careful, be wise, be slow to speak, slow to answer, slow to wrath. Ask God to help us. He's the only one can help you and get you through here, because it's not no good thing to dwell within our flesh. You can't act it and put it on like this. God has, Holy Ghost is there for you to help you in a lot of ways. Not just speaking tongues. It's there to help us in a lot of ways. We need to utilize it more. It's able to keep us out of trouble. Amen. Amen. So, and then it says at the bottom, it says, I wrote this down here. I wrote some other things. Like I think I've already said them. We do not want to offend others. Now, we offend somebody, we don't know we're offending. I mean, that's not our fault. We don't know. As long as we ain't doing it on purpose, maybe God will call it to our attention that we have been offended. If we have offended somebody, we might not know it, but if God knows that other person has really, truly been offended, God will let that come out some kind of way. He'll let you know it. He'll bring it out some kind of way that, somebody might say, I got offended. You offended me. And I'm sorry. I didn't know I offended you. Amen. If you talk to the Lord about it, he'll bring it out. It'll get straight. We do not want to walk around offending others. We don't want to take an offense either. We don't want to take something and read it the wrong way and say this and say that, and we don't even have to be like that. You know, I'm learning, and my oldest brother used to say years ago, he said, it's good not to read into stuff. I've always kept that. But, you know, within me, because I was talking to him about something years ago, and I said, I don't know how these people are. They just seem to be so funny acting. But he said, this don't even read into it. And I've kept that. You know, I'm learning to do that. Sometimes you can't read into everything, try to figure everything out, because it don't have to be like you say, like you look, it seems to be. Amen. Because if you don't, you will be offended. Amen. And some things are offensive, and we're human. So some things people can offend. And I learned to go to God right then and tell the Lord right then. I don't wait to 5 days, 10 days later. That stuff will get a root in your spirit. And you'll turn to strife and everything else. I start talking to God immediately. I ain't got to wait till I get home or nothing like that. If I'm out and about, if there's something that bothered me, I talk to God about it right away, because I don't want to carry it. I want to keep my spirit. That's called keeping your spirit clean, keeping it right. That's what's called keeping a clean heart and a right spirit. And when you, and then you got to make sure you don't talk about it. Don't go spread it to five different people. Just don't talk about it. Stay clear of it. Because if you're going to talk about this issue and stuff, then God's not going to help you with staying, getting clear of it. Because he don't need you to help him. Am I helping anybody tonight? Yeah. Is it because you have less left load on you? The spirit of offense. Amen. So we want to learn. I haven't listened to this CD. Especially before, you know, I got my truck. They don't play CDs, but I did get a little small CD player one time in the house. I don't have to forget how to use it though. But I have a lot of CDs. I used to order them and everything. A lot of good stuff I have. And I really enjoyed his. I didn't listen to it today. This is just what the Lord gave me. But there's really, it's a part one and part two CD. And there's some stuff, the way he said it really kind of was humorous, but it's true. He really brought a defense. I believe he taught it better than he had a lot of information on it. And he's a pastor and stuff. I don't know, hear about him too much, but I just happened to hear over here. He said some people was in his church, and he said one man, I guess he was saying he was leaving the church or something, he was offended or something. He said when people start getting offended, they start going to the back of the church. They would be sitting, and you only sit up in the front, they start walking, going to the back. He said, because they were on the way leaving the church. But he said, I go catch them. He said, I catch them. I go catch them. I said, praise the Lord, brother, how you doing? He said, I know that they're offended. He said, praise the Lord. He said, you know how some, he said, sometimes you see people at the, it was really funny. He said, you see people at the store. He said, especially, you know, they feel some type of way about you. And they know good well they wasn't way over there looking for no meat. But when you came, they went way over there like they were looking for meat. He said, I just go up there to them. It's praise the Lord, how you doing? He said, because I'm not going to take the offense. Amen. It's a really good CD. There's other stuff he said was really, really funny. But it was true. If you take the spirit of offense, if you don't ever do get, you don't let God help you with, it would turn into anger, malice, strife, and you'd be messed up on the inside. If you got envy, jealousy, strife, envy, the Bible says every evil work that goes along with it. And then it blocks, it's a prayer blocker. Can I get an amen? It will block your prayers. Because it's like a husband and wife. The Bible speaks about, you know, they can't go to God and talk to God if they real angry at the spouse. Gotta get that straight. Gotta get that straight so God can hear your prayer. Same way, whether you're married or not married, your brother and sister in the Lord, you can't go to God, shama, 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 and you can't stand your sister and brother, hate your sister and brother. That's a prayer blocker. Amen? You know, you can even go as far as to say to the Lord, Lord, I don't know how y'all feel what I'm going to say, but it's true. So you can go to God, talk to God, and he is not going to put your business out on the highway. You can go to God and talk to him just down to earth. You can go to God and even say something like this. Lord, I really don't like them. They have really got on my nerve. I don't really like them, but I ask you to help me with them. You didn't say you hate them. You just say you don't like what they did. You don't like them. I was messing with, I think, Sister Terry one time. I was talking to her about something. I said, I remember this little girl used to ride my bus. I got to think about it. I don't know why I be thinking about stuff like that sometimes. The little kids, they just like grown-ups, but they little bitty kids. This little girl used to ride my school bus a long time ago. I think she was kind of special need or something. Because I should be on the help with the special need kids. And somebody said something to her, and she said, I don't like you. She said, I don't like you. And I have thought to myself, in situations I never told people that, I was like, especially if they did something really hard, I don't like you. And I said, Lord, help. I said, Lord, I don't like them. Help me, Lord. Because I know I can't go to heaven like that. Amen. You can, that when you talk to God plain like that, you, that keeps you from keeping all that stuff on the inside. But people, they keep it all on the inside. They're about to explode on the inside. And then if somebody comes too close, they're about to really knock their block off. They're full of it. So you can tell the Lord anything. Lord, I really do not like this situation I'm in. I don't like, you know, Lord, I don't hate this person, but I don't care for them the way they, and I just ask you to help me to change all that. God would help you when you're honest. Amen? So we want to, you know, this thing to, with God's help, that's why the Holy Ghost is very needed. Anybody don't have it, it's very needed because it really makes your labor lighter. It helps you. It helps you to do things to keep your peace. See, you keep your peace if you do what God say. You keep peace in your heart, peace in your soul. You won't walk around be hating people and having strife and envy and stuff. Something about that strife is horrible. So you ain't even got to say nothing to nobody and have strife. It's like when you feel some type of way when they come in the room, oh, I can't stand them. You just feel that. That's strife. You get this stuff out your heart. God knows it's there. You know it's there. You got to get it out. So, you know, God helps us. Amen. No one's perfect or anything like that. But I think God, that's what the Holy Ghost is for. If you want to be saved, it helps us. People that don't have God to help them, they handle stuff in another way. Almost kill somebody. Take somebody out of here over nothing. Amen. So you know. I know some of us that not married. You want to get married. You look for the Lord to bless you to get married, and honey, you're gonna have to deal with the other half, and the other half gonna have to deal with you. And it is more easy said than done. When you don't say praise the Lord, you gotta see them day and night. You know, and even the salad treatments and all that God don't like that. That he don't want us to do salad treatments and all that. He helps us. I'm not telling nobody we just do this overnight. This is a process. It's a process. But if we get through here, then we can tell somebody else how to be saved. We can help somebody else because we are first partaker of it. So we thank the Lord. Amen. I believe that we're done talking about watch out for the spirit of offense. And we all have to watch it. I have to watch it as well as you. But I've learned to open my mouth and talk to the Lord. That helps me out a lot. I talk to him right then before the devil get a foothold. Because, see, if you don't, the devil puts something in your ear. And before you know, he puts something else in your ear. And sometimes he puts something else in your ear. He put all stuff in your ear. And you want to be like a little girl. I don't like you. Am I right? Amen. Amen. Somebody give the Lord a great big hand praise.